Well, listening to that was community advisor and former Christchurch City Councillor Raf Manji. Good morning, Raf.
Yeah, morning, Corinne.
You were in court yesterday. You delivered some of those victims' statements on behalf of victims. Tell us, what was that like?
I mean, I was just listening to myself there, talking on behalf of Shahzada Akhtar. It was incredibly difficult, actually. I'm used to public speaking, but giving a statement like that on behalf of somebody else, you carry that weight with you, and you're trying to do a good job, and you're trying to get their voice out. And it was, really challenging, really challenging. It's been an extremely emotional 3 days, as, people have come forward and given their statements, talked about their hopes and dreams and how they've been dashed. And it's taken incredible courage for people even to come to the courtroom and face the defendant. And, the judge has been incredible in the leeway he's granted for people to have their say and to make the court, a safe space for this community.
And it has been cathartic?
Yeah, I think it has. I think there was a great deal of apprehension before the sentencing started in terms of actually what it would be like, and what it would be like to see the defendant, what he might do, was he going to use this as a platform? And neither of those things have turned out to be as people expected. And I think that's why we saw a rush of people wanting to give victim impact statements yesterday, because they saw their friends and brothers and sisters giving their statements, and it was good. And they could see that, even if people were angry, that sort of pain that they had carried for nearly 18 months was able to leave the body through the words that they expressed. And so, people said, well, we'd like to talk too. And the court accommodated them, which was really wonderful. And so in the end, it has been a real healing process for a lot of people.
Brenton Tarrant will not be speaking. I understand that a lawyer will say something this morning, possibly. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, really. He's not said anything through the 3 days he's sat there. He has listened, and it's quite incredible, actually, that he has, in terms of what's being said to him, he's been, fairly... what's the word? He's just, been impassive almost. He has acknowledged people from time to time, but he's just sat there, and I think he's just decided to be silent. And I think that will help the community. That there was a very strong message that he had failed in what he had attempted to carry out, and ultimately his actions were pointless, and that they've actually united the community and united people in New Zealand, and there's been a complete rejection of what he attempted to carry off.
You talk about the bravery. What is that like, being in court and seeing him there?
Well, it's really, terrifying for people. I mean, this man came into a place of worship where people were praying and shot people in cold blood in the back, shot a three-year-old boy in cold blood, shot, women running down the street from behind in cold blood. So, of course, people were very scared, and there was a lot of trepidation about that. But as the hearing went on, people were able to look at him, talk to him, tell him exactly how they felt, what he had done, what he had to now carry for the rest of his life. So that in itself has relegated him, as people have said, to nothing, that he's out of their mind already, he's gone. So it's been really important that they've had that opportunity to face him and look into his eyes, look at him face to face, and that will help with everyone's recovery.
The sentencing, the expectation amongst the community, where is that at?
I think it's pretty clear that people want life without parole, and they're aware that it's never been granted in New Zealand before, but they think that is the appropriate sentence given the enormity of what this man did, killing 51 people, wounding 40, who will have carried those wounds for many years, and terrorizing another 200 people in the mosques and hundreds outside. And they think that's a fair penalty.
Raf, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Much appreciated. Raf Manji there, former Christchurch City Councillor and community advisor.